The workers include nursing assistants, housekeepers, and admitting staff. They say Providence raised their health plan deductibles in January, meaning they have to pay more out of pocket before their insurance kicks in. Bob Wilson is a surgical technologist at the hospital. He says higher deductibles mean that workers are putting off going to the doctor, and that it's especially important for people who work in healthcare.
We feel, you know, Providence is profitable, that they don't have to offer these plans to us. As frontline caregivers, we deserve the respect for quality care so we can help our patients.
Providence spokespeople say they have raised deductibles, but lowered monthly premiums in most cases. They say that helps people feel like they're only paying for what they use. And the company says it's offering financial incentives for people who get a wellness screening and certify that they have a primary care doctor. The workers are represented by Service Employees International Union. Their strike is set to last 5 days. The hospital says it's fully staffed and will continue seeing patients. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.